Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and get and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Miracle Night, where health and wellness are one. I am a health coach, author, speaker, educator, and passionate about healthy living. At the end of the show, I will tell you what kind of a gift you can go get. It's a free download. That's quite important. But let's go to today's topic, and it's called Diet and Fitness and the Fitness Finder. Fitness is a word of action. We look at it with a positive attitude and a healthy mind. Do we need a fitness center? Do we have other options? Fitness centers or fitness clubs, encouraged by other attending members. Yes, they do encourage us because we're not alone. And I personally love attending fitness clubs and fitness centers. So I have somebody else who's working out when I do. And it's so much more fun to find a fitness center or a club that suits you best. Check them out first. Don't just sign up for the first one that comes to your fingertips or that is advertised or anything. Look through the yellow pages or go online and search for different fitness centers or fitness clubs, maybe within a 5-mile range from where you live, so you can make a commitment to go daily. It's not too far for you to go, and you cannot say, or you can say, no more excuses. So it is so important that we don't make excuses, but that we take action, and daily actions of a 20-minute to a 30-minute workout are so important for our health and well-being, for our heart, for our muscles, for our breathing, for everything we do. So I would suggest that when you have maybe 3 or 4, maybe even 5 clubs or fitness centers that you think you like and they're within your area, you know, so you don't make excuses, it's too far, I can't go. Enjoy it. Go from club to club and check it out. Ask one at a time for a 3 to 7 day pass to try out the club for free. And then when you know which club is actually the most suitable for you, gives you what you need, be it in training, be it in atmosphere, be it in appliances that they have or classes they offer, that's when you make your choice. Don't just go and sign up and then feel like, OMG, what did I do? Now I have to go. I paid my membership and I really don't like that place. I can tell you from my personal experience, I attend 2 different places during the week, Monday through Friday. I go to Curves. It is about 100 yards away from my house. No excuses. I can fit my schedule within their opening times and I exercise Monday through Friday over there. Over the weekend, they're closed. I mean, they're open Saturday mornings, but I'm always busy then. So I just go to LA Fitness. That's one of the ones that I have chosen with my husband and family together because that one has so much to offer that we like. And so we have all the regular membership that we can use the pool, we can use the equipment, we can attend classes. They have so many classes. They have spin cycle, they have yoga, they have, oh man, they have so many Pilates, they have so many different things that you can even go try out the classes. And if one class is not a fit for you, please thank the instructor for the wonderful time and say that it's not for you, that you would like to free up the space for somebody else who was on the waiting list for that class. And you go try another one till you find what really works for you. As I said, 20 to 30 minutes of good exercise with some aerobics in it where you can raise your heart rate is extremely important. And I can tell you that it is just so much fun when you are energized. The full body, the blood circulation is going through, your brain is working better, and those are all things that help. Now, if you do not find a club or something that you really like to attend to, you have different options. I mean, can you believe it? You can actually, you know, work out at home if you want to the TV exercise programs, or if you have a DVD player. There are so many DVDs out there that you can use. If you have a CD player, it's even easier because the quality is better, so you can work out. Or just go for a brisk walk to raise your heart rate. I mean, the opportunities are so abundant. Actually, did you know that working in the garden, doing real garden work, counts for aerobic exercise? Did you know there were so many things that you can use? Absolutely amazing. I can tell you that, as I said, Monday through Friday, I attend Curves, and the weekends, LA Fitness, or definitely Sundays, LA Fitness. But just recently, I attended an amazing three-day seminar, and the next day, I had my coaching, and it was just 4 days of not really exercising. Yes, I did my breathing exercises. Yes, I did some stretching in the morning, but it was not enough to make a difference. So when my time was up with these things, and I could go back to the gym on Tuesday, oh my goodness, I felt stiff. It was so hard to move around. And I did not just sit during those 4 days. I did get up during the breaks and do some stretches and breathing exercises and, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. I didn't just sit yet, because I did not do it for a specific amount of time. My body just got literally stiff, and I was scared. I said, I cannot do that ever again. That doesn't mean I cannot attend seminars or webinars or whatever it is. However, I have to be smart about how I use my time, what I do with my time, where I budget my breaks, what I do during my breaks, and even just really 5 minutes of just jumping around or jogging in place or something that raises your heart rate helps you then feel better. So I'm saying definitely no excuses, no more excuses. Find solutions. Find a place where you are comfortable to work out, where you can ask for help if you're not sure how to do the exercise. If you're not sure, should you increase the repetitions or should you lower the repetitions and increase the weight depending on what you do? Every good gym has people around who can actually help you out and give you the necessary information for you to have a successful, a healthy, and a safe workout. That's what we want to work for. We want to be safe and sound. Because as you know, I'm a health and wellness coach, and I'm definitely focusing on full circle health and wellness, where you can work with your emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental fitness, as well as even financial. And so when you work everything in full circle, it really makes your life better. You're happier. You're laughing more. Do you know how healthy laughing is? First of all, it only uses 17 muscles to laugh, whereas it takes 34 to frown. But research has proven that 3 heartfelt, deep laughs make a difference in your entire system, in your body, in your emotions, in everything. 3 laughs a day is actually a pretty good recipe. And you know, when you laugh, you can't be angry. When you laugh, you can't frown. And so you just get multiple benefits out of this. All right, so these are some of the points that I wanted to make. Again, check out the place where you want to work out. Know what you can do, what you can afford, what makes you feel good, how you feel like you have actually done something for your body, for your mind, for your brain, for everything. So you're oxygenated, you are definitely active, your brain synapses fire at the right time. Again, though, when you do exercise and even otherwise, make sure you hydrate perfectly. It's a controversial issue, the hydration. Some people say 6 to 8 8-ounce glasses a day. Others say, oh no, 4 to 6 is enough. I just read in a medical journal, they suggested that you drink as many ounces as you weigh pounds. So let's say if you weigh 175 pounds as a man, or let's say 130 pounds as a woman, so as a man, you would have to drink 150 ounces of water. And as a woman, you would drink 130 ounces of water. For me personally, that's a bit much. So you need to go with what you feel right. But you can see if your skin is hydrated, if you feel hydrated, or if you really feel dehydrated, you're super duper thirsty, and you feel like you're ready to collapse. That means you definitely need to hydrate. And as always, for all your exercise needs and things that you want to do and you haven't gotten clearance from your doctor to go ahead and do it because of whatever reason you had before, please check in with him. So now that I have said all that, I would like to say the benefits are to get healthy now, get in shape, feel good, hydrate properly, eat good nutrition, and make your commitment now to start exercising daily, as tomorrow never comes. The gift that I would like to give you is at thomson.enagicweb.com. You can download it. And my contact information is http://www.miclknight.com. And my email address is dythompson@micklenight.com. That's dythompson@micklenight.com. And my phone number is 562-335-4956. And now I'm going to say until next week, stay healthy and empowered. And if you have any questions in between, please feel free to contact me. That's what I'm here for, to help you out or to guide you to the right place to get the information you need. I wish everybody a most wonderful, happy, and healthy day. And again, until next week, same time, same channel, stay healthy and empowered. This is Denise Thompson, health and wellness coach, who wants the best for you to get healthy now.